We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is The Old Woman and Her Shoes. Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for calming nap times, relaxing bedtimes, or for when you just need to unwind with a soothing story. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we will meet a kind old lady who loves to make shoes. The only problem is she has too many shoes and doesn't know what to do with them all. I hope she can find some new friends who will enjoy her stylish footwear. Let's begin our shoe tale now. The Old Woman and Her Shoes. There once was an old woman who loved to make shoes. But she had so many shoes, she didn't know what to do.
Perhaps I'll take a walk out in the woods and see if I can find someone to share my shoes with.
The little old lady put on her favorite pair of lucky boots. Then she packed up a basket full of brand new shiny shoes. Then the little old lady hit the trail out into the woods.
I'll go out walking in the woods, maybe I can share my goods. Who would like some shoes?
The little old lady walked until she found an open thicket in the woods. She lined up her shoes all in a row, then sat back. She watched and waited. One by one, little woodland critters crawled out of their hiding spots to inspect the old woman's offering of shoes. A very brave moose trotted up and stepped into some rain boots.
These will be perfect for splashing around in swamps.
Then a little bunny hopped up and selected a pair of flip-flops. The funny bunny just loved the sound of the flip-flops flopping as it hopped around.
Flip-flop, flip-flop.
Two happy frogs chose a matching set of wooden clogs.
Ribbit.
We can use these like wooden boats.
Ribbit.
Perfect for floating across the frog bog.
The sleepy-eyed gopher popped its head out from an underground den.
I want something comfortable to wear as I lounge around in my den. Ah, these loafers are comfy and cozy.
A chipmunk and a squirrel were friendly dance partners. They wanted a shoe that could really help them twirl. So the squirrel and chipmunk picked out a pair of ballet slippers.
What fun!
The animals were also very happy with their new shoes. They wanted to thank the little old lady that made such lovely gifts. So, the woodland critters decided to put on a talent show for the little old lady. They danced and pranced. They whirled and twirled. They stamped and stomped in their brand new shoes. It was a magnificent show. The old lady clapped and cheered.
Thank you, little animals. I'm glad you are enjoying the shoes.
Hooray!
Goodbye, everyone.
She skipped and sang all the way home.
I went walking in the woods, in the woods, in the woods. I went out to share my goods. The animals loved my shoes. The critters came out from the trees. They'd never seen pretty shoes like these. The critters came.
The little old lady arrived back home and began cobbling together some more shoes for her new friends in the woods. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To purchase original children's books and watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. If you enjoyed tonight's adorable tale, you may also enjoy reading a new book called The Shape Escape. All is well in Shape Valley until a big bully circle escapes and causes mayhem. This book is available for Kindle and in paperback at storyspectacular.com/books or on Amazon. And as always, if you want to support the show, please leave Story Spectacular a 5-star rating and review on your podcast app. This helps get the word out to others who may want to enjoy Sleepy Time Tales too.
Sleepy Time Tales.